The devil works so hard to keep you focused on your problems. Psalm 121:2 says, your help comes from the Lord. Praising and worshiping God will do more to help your situation than you know. So you've heard his hit song, Come Jesus Come, on Life 100.3. And we are joined by the one and only Stephen McWhirter this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, you know what? I've got goosebumps right now.
That's great. Anyways, back to me. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
I love it. I love this.
I'm kidding.
I can't wait to meet you in person. Well, I just want to say that I recently saw you in Toronto when you were touring with Maverick City Music.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Wasn't that fun? You looked like you were having a blast.
Mm-hmm. We had a really good time. There was a lot of people there that night, as I recall.
I became a super fan that night from the moment you started singing.
Yeah, we had a really good time on that tour. It was fun because there's so many people in those arenas, and we really just kept it very pure.
You're coming back to Canada on May the 24th.
Yeah.
I want you to let us know, who is Stephen McWhirter? Where are you from? What do you do? And maybe a little bit about your story, because you have a good one.
Yeah, I'm actually in Louisville, Kentucky, in the United States. So if I say y'all, I'm allowed to.
You're all right. We'll give you a pass this time.
I've been traveling, doing music for many years. I'm an artist and writer with Capitol Records. But at the heart of it, really, I can drill my life down to like two things: worshiping Jesus and leading others to him. My whole thing has been, you know, I write music out of a place not to get a hit on the radio, which is hilarious because God keeps doing this, and I'm not trying to do that, I swear. For whatever reason, the Lord keeps using my music and my songs to reach people. The other night, we were in the United States, and somebody said, you need to turn on American Idol. And I turned on American Idol, and CeCe Winan was singing Come Jesus Come on American Idol.
Right?
I was like, okay, Lord, pretty wild. And I've been doing this for a while, and so God's really kind of accelerated it into something I hope is building and advancing the kingdom, not just like a platform for me. Right. My story that led me to where I am today was, you know, my dad was an evangelist and I traveled a lot with him, but the guy I saw behind a pulpit preaching about Jesus and the one I saw at home were two different people. I'd literally see my dad physically abuse my mom, and I was like, I don't want anything to do with this Jesus guy. I don't want anything to do with God. So at a very young age, you know, like 11 years old, I'm smoking, drinking. By 15, it's cocaine, pills, I'm selling drugs. By the time I'm 17, I'm a full-out crystal meth addict. Mm. I'm using every day for many, many years to come. Hate Jesus, hate Christians, the whole nine yard. People were praying for me, though, and somebody gave me a book called The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. And Lee's a good friend of mine now. But somebody gave me this book. Fast forward, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm in this room. I literally have drugs on the side table next to me. I'm reading this book about Jesus. It seems like the most impossible place to get saved. I give my life to Jesus reading this book. I just remember being like, Lord, I can't quit this stuff. I can't do this. I don't know who I am apart from what I've known for so long. Mm. Like, I want to, but I can't. I just remember this thought from the Lord. I believe it's from the Lord. And it's, you won't do it, I will. That's really Ephesians 2:8, right? You're saved by grace. This isn't something you can boast about, but it's a work of God. You know, I just took him at his word. I believed him, and I gave my life to Jesus. Went from addiction to redemption, from meth addict to worship leader, because it's all real. I mean, it's like all real. It's crazy. And so here I am over 20 years later, coming to Canada.
Stephen, tell me, why do you think Christian radio is important to you?
So I believe, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, what makes Christian radio important is the first part of Christian, Christ, right? Jesus. We are literally, you know, a potential gateway for people to actually meet the one who is life, to actually come to Jesus. And hopefully some people may never hear it otherwise.
Well, Dream Big with Us is having a free worship concert at Brayside Camp in Paris, Ontario, May the 24th. So you and Lake Mount Worship Team will be there. You can get more information on the free worship concert at dreambigwithus.ca. And Stephen, where can people find you and your music?
Oh, gosh. Well, if you put in Come Jesus Come, you're either going to find CeCe Winan or me. But that's probably one of the best ways to do it. But honestly, my website is worshipjesus.life, not .com. .life, because that's who he is. So anyways, worshipjesus.life.
Well, it has been my absolute pleasure talking to you this morning.
That was great.
We will see you at the Dream Big With Us event May the 24th at Brayside Camp. Thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are and what you do.
Thank you. Same.